Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, and these are our weekly videos that we have been recording and providing for you every Wednesday during the season of Easter. We began during Lent by providing daily videos to you, and now we are providing them weekly on Wednesday, Hump Day, the middle of the week. And our reflections are largely based upon our daily devotional that we've been using during Easter, Hallelujah is Forever. Last Wednesday, I reflected on the daily reflection for the day, which was written by Vince Amlin. And as it turns out, Vince has also written the reflection for today. So today's reflection actually is, I'm not going to read what Vince read, but I'm actually going to read and respond to tomorrow's reflection. So if you were watching this on Wednesday, you're actually going to hear a little bit about tomorrow's devotion and reflection. And that reflection is written by Matt Laney. And Matt pastored a church in Connecticut, in Hartford, a big church downtown. At the same time, I was serving a church in a suburb of Hartford. And so the name is familiar to me. I've read his writings before. Matt and I didn't know each other. We still don't know each other, but it's sort of fun to reflect upon what he has already reflected upon. Tomorrow, Matt is going to reflect upon Acts chapter 15, and it also seems appropriate that we would be talking about that because in my sermon a week ago Sunday, we encountered Paul and Silas as they were in Philippi. And what led them to Philippi as part of Paul's second missionary journey, or at least led the two of them there, was a conflict that Paul had had with Barnabas that's recorded and written about in our reflection or the text for today. You see, Paul and Barnabas disagreed about whether or not this gentleman, John, who they called Mark, should join them on the journey. In our text, it says that they disagreed and ultimately that Paul left and left Barnabas behind, but took Silas with him when he went to Philippi, which is where he was jailed and then sang and prayed in the middle of the night. The jail cell doors opened, their chains were released, and the jailer and his family were baptized that day. So what brought Paul and Silas, or at least created the situation where they were traveling together, was this conflict that Paul had with Barnabas about whether or not John, who they call Mark, should go with them. And that's what Matt is reflecting upon during in today, or tomorrow actually, is this conflict that Paul actually brought a lot of conflict about. And actually, in this past Sunday, we read about how Paul created conflict when he was in Athens as well. And Matt tells a story about a church he served in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and an elder member there told him, reflected, said, you know, well, there is always trouble in the church. And that comment troubled Matt, I think, as a young pastor, not believing that there would always be trouble in the church, that there would always be conflict or disagreement, or that people wouldn't always see eye to eye. And later, Matt came to embrace that. But at first, he wanted to deny that that was a possibility, maybe naively deny that that could actually be the case. I've recently been reading from Peter Stinke's Congregational Leadership During Anxious Times. And in that book, he talks about our avoidance of conflict or our desire to not engage in conflict. Our fear of conflict actually leads to more problems than if we actually acknowledge it truthfully and respectfully engage in the disagreements we have in the church. When we don't engage in those disagreements, when we don't acknowledge them and deal with them, they can take on a life of their own and they can actually become a focus for the church and its membership as opposed to the mission that has brought the church members together. So he cautions against that and says a ton of dysfunction can come as a result of not being aware that conflict is a part of any time that we gather. When we bring people together, there is always trouble, as Matt Laney's congregant told him or warned him about. This whole notion of conflict, I think, should not be feared. Miroslav Volf, who is a theologian and teaches at Yale Divinity School, originally from Croatia, dealt with a lot of conflict in his growing up years and being from Croatia and experiencing a lot of the internal strife and warfare that happened there. He talks about conflict as a form of engagement. That when there is conflict, when there's trouble, when there's disagreement, when there's argument, you're actually engaging one another. It's when you're silent and denying that, that actually you are growing apart and not actually together. There's always a trouble in the church, my friends. I stand here in front of the organ console. I've heard it played, I think, once since I've been here, almost 4 years. Some would prefer the organ. Others are happy to have it sit silent, idly by as the drums enhance our worship each Sunday. There's always trouble in the church because there are always a lot of perspectives, a variety of points of view, of opinions. And it isn't those opinions and perspectives that binds us, but it's Christ. Christ who brings us together, who draws us into one. It's in through Christ that we have unity, for which we pray here every Sunday and every time we gather for a meeting. Unity, not uniformity. The variety of perspectives, the variety of points of view, the variety of opinions actually make us a more robust, well-rounded, beautiful mosaic of people. But sometimes that brings trouble within the church. And that trouble, my friends, is not to be feared. As we see in Paul's ministry, the trouble he created, the trouble that he was a part of, led many people, including the jailer who we just reflected on, including that jailer and his family, that they might actually come to believe and be baptized. So fear not the trouble that you may experience within the church, but know that it is Christ, Jesus, who unifies us, who gathers us, and place your trust and confidence in that. It's been good spending the morning with you. I look forward to seeing you next week for another Hump Day Hallelujah.